Hey guys, this is Alan Stein Jr. and welcome to a special episode of the Raise Your Game Show. To say the world has changed since I finished recording season two would be the understatement of the year. I hope you, your families, your colleagues, your teams, your businesses, and your communities are remaining healthy, optimistic, and relatively sane during this unprecedented time. For those of you that have been most deeply affected, from being sick, to losing a loved one, to being laid off, to having to lay members of your team off, to seeing your business go under, I wish you the strength, grit, and resilience to persevere. For those of you that have been majorly inconvenienced and had your lives disrupted, I wish you the strength to make the best of your situation, to remain positive, and to find new opportunities for self-development. Before I set the table and explain the goal of this specific episode, let's listen to the masterful Chris Webby drop a few bars.
I've been going crazy, locked up in my room, Netflix gonna save me, quarantine my house, ain't risking my safety, isolated from the world, baby, we all gone a little crazy, crazy, yeah. No disrespect to my fans, but no, I am not trying to shake your hand. If you wanna see me on the gram, going on live, eating from a can, watching reruns, Soprano seasons, would do it anyway, now I got a reason, but honestly I promise that when it's all done, I'll see y'all then, in 2021, maybe 22, what you gonna do, feeling like an animal, living in a zoo, my friends text me, I'm like don't come through, yeah I'm living like a loser, only hang with my producer, maneuver, out of the way of any commuter. Take an Uber. I even updated the virus protection programs up on my computer.
As I find myself quarantined in my home office, I figured I'd fire up my mic and share my curated thoughts on what's going on in this world. For the past 3 weeks, I've tried to remain poised, positive, and keep a healthy perspective during this global crisis. And that's the goal of this episode, to create a verbal collage of the myriad of social posts I've made in hopes of filling your bucket, providing you with some optimism, and serve as a helpful resource. Speaking of a helpful resource, please make sure you visit allensteinjr.com/free for a series of free videos and downloadable PDFs. I've also had dozens of leaders in both sports and business invest in their people by ordering a copy of my book for every member of their team. They're either mailing copies to each team member or leaving them on their front doorstep for each team member to come and pick up. If you're open to offering this to your team, please email me at alan@allensteinjr.com and I'll hook you up with a 42% discount and we'll sign each copy. All right, enough of that. I'm most certainly not here to sell. I'm here to serve. What's about to follow is a collection of my thoughts and perspectives on dealing with massive adversity, remaining calm during a crisis, and finding opportunities to improve your life when things look bleak. I'll break up each mini monologue with bars from two of my favorite rappers, Chris Webby and Tom McDonald, both of which spit serious fire in their personal odes to the coronavirus.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Yo, I ain't trying to be rude. I'm not the motherfucker writing the news. I'm that guy up at the grocery who's buying the food, filling the cabinet entirely soup. I'm the class clown, only with some gloves and a mask now. Ain't no joints here getting passed round. Limited threat, give me your test, give me your pat down. Stuck in a house with my roommate Pat now. JP, pull up with Purell. Not sick, it we can't tell, so we staying at a social distance. It's really not hard when your whole existence is either on tour or I'm home alone or on the phone. I mean, honestly, I've been known to go mad days in a row, no human contact, Netflix chilling in my room, I'm on that, and that was all before an epidemic. It's still the same, just with more disinfectant. Not to be malicious or unsympathetic, but all jokes aside, I just hope I don't get it.
There are obviously several massive downsides and negatives to the current social distancing and global pandemic, but there are also plenty of upsides and positives. Which list are you choosing to focus on? Which list are you feeding? Most importantly, which list are you spreading? This is not about being Pollyanna and pretending everything is fine. Clearly, it's not. This is about making the conscious choice to find the good, embrace the good, and be grateful for the good. And even in times like this, there is always good to be found. So I want to ask you, are you obsessing over the inconveniences and schedule disruptions? Or are you moving to the next play and embracing the fact that you most likely have more time now to connect with family, work on a project you've previously shelved, and focus on your own mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. As a professional keynote speaker and author, my business has been significantly postponed and put on ice. At the beginning of this year, my life consisted of balancing being a present father to my three kids, investing in my own health and well-being, and shuffling around the world at a frantic pace in planes, trains, and automobiles. I spent considerable time on stages and in hotels. And now, I get to slow down. And while I can't wait to jump back on stage and be in front of a live audience again, I'm actually embracing this unprecedented opportunity to enjoy a 6 to 8 to who knows how long week staycation. We've been brainwashed for years into thinking we should always be grinding, that we should be working while others are sleeping, that we should be doing more, more, and more. And while this mindset may work for some, for most people it leads to stress, anxiety, and burnout, not to mention deep feelings of insecurity as it forces us to play the comparison game. One of the hidden benefits of this global crisis is it's now a time to reset. During the quarantining and mandatory social distancing, it's a time to pause. It's a time to breathe. It's a time to take a beat and evaluate what is really important to us. It's a time to slow down. Yes, slow down. You don't need to grind right now. Now, I'm all for using this time to create better habits, to be productive in areas that maybe you were struggling before, and to embrace the challenge of overcoming this adversity. I'm personally using this time to work on my second book, to write a new keynote, and to casually cross a few things off my never-ending to-do list. But I'm not letting this consume me, and I'm certainly not getting frazzled or working at a breakneck pace. Trust me, gang, it's okay to be bored. It's okay to sleep in. It's okay to binge watch a show on Netflix while eating popcorn at noon on a Tuesday. Take advantage of the positive parts of this pandemic while you can, because you may never get this opportunity again. And if through no fault of your own, your vocation and/or bank account is significantly suffering, remember that money is only one type of currency. And while it is certainly a very important one, now is an ideal time to make investments and to be wealthy in other areas of your life. Now is a great time to make consistent daily deposits into your mental wealth, emotional wealth, physical wealth, and relational wealth. These areas can help keep you afloat when things are tough financially. And while you're making these deposits, beware of the three common pitfalls that guarantee to undermine you. I rarely use absolutes, but I can guarantee you there are three behaviors that will never, ever serve you in a positive way. Three mindsets that will never, ever improve your situation. Three habits that will derail you and undermine your performance, success, and happiness. If you want to instantly raise your game during this pandemic, in every single area of your life, you need to eliminate blaming others, making excuses, and complaining. Instead, I highly encourage you to choose ownership, accountability, and responsibility. I am well aware that none of us have control over this global crisis, but each of us has 100% control on how we choose to respond to it. So choose wisely.
I don't know what to think about this virus. Started in China, now everybody in America's hiding. There's no groceries cause people start to panic and buy it. The shelves are empty, the ones with plenty already stockpiling. Y'all making memes, think it's funny? Wait a week till the riots. Wait a month till the only way to eat is be violent. It's not the sickness that's scary, it's all the people who wildin'. The government lying, they trying to keep us calm through the sirens. You know it's for real. And all the pharmaceutical giants don't have a cure that they can sell you. So now everyone's dying. There's no vaccines or medication made that can fight it.
I guess it's time to pray to God we can't rely on the science.
And everyone around me in a mask and some gloves. The stock market crashed and the banks about to bust. Tell us sanitize our hands, this will pass. It's a bug, stay inside, you'll be fine till we're trapped there for months.
As I mentioned previously, I've provided a ton of free resources for you at allensteinjr.com/free. One of those resources is a downloadable PDF called In Times Like This. What follows for the rest of this specific episode is an audio version of those principles. In times like this, there are 7 golden rules to follow. 1. When times are tough, we need optimism, empathy, gratitude, and compassion more than ever. We need to actively give it. We need to openly receive it. Remember, we are all in this together. 2. You never know what someone else is going through behind closed doors. A crisis like this can have a crippling effect on people's livelihoods, trigger those with high anxiety and depression, and debilitate those with pre-existing medical conditions. Don't judge, don't assume, don't downplay. 3. Fear keeps you sharp. Being scared paralyzes you. Panic never helps. Remaining positive and poised is always the right move. The harder that is to do, especially in a time like this, the more it is needed. Embrace the temptation of getting overly worried. 4. Your true colors are revealed by how you act during adversity. Make sure your values and behaviors remain perfectly aligned. 5. The information you consume dictates your attitude, perspective, mood, and outlook. What you feed your mind is just as, if not more important, than what you feed your body. Choose wisely. 6. Stress, by definition, is the desire for things to be different than they are. If you want to reduce your stress during a crisis like this, you have to learn to let things be. 7. You have zero control over what happens in life. You have 100% control on how you choose to respond. Choose responses that empower you, move you forward, and improve your situation. In times like this, when we're being forced to stay home, with all events being canceled, travel being banned, schools closing, and sports shutting down, we don't control the plethora of downtime many of us are now being forced to have. But we absolutely control what we'll do with that downtime. So my question is, are you going to invest this time or waste it? Are you going to use this time to grow, develop, and improve your life? Are you going to use this time as an opportunity to deepen connections with close family and friends? Are you going to use this time to start and hopefully finish a new project? In times like this, self-care, mental, physical, and emotional self-care are even more important. Now is actually the best time to read, work out, write, meditate, listen to a podcast like this, watch a documentary, sleep in, and spend quality time with those you love. You owe it to yourself, to those you love, and to those you serve to work daily on filling your own bucket and becoming your best self. There's an old adage that's been around longer than I've been around that says, you can't pour anything from an empty cup. So you need to fill your cup first so that you can pour into others and be the best version of yourself that you can be. In times like this, in times of crisis, the world needs you to be at your best. Now, with all of that said, please know I am well aware that everything I just mentioned is not easy to do. It's not easy to do when you have a family that you're taking care of. It's not easy to do when you can't commit to your normal daily schedule. And it's definitely not easy to do when you are stressed, anxious, worried, or depressed. When all you feel like doing is closing the shades, pulling the covers over your head, and crying in the fetal position, there's nothing fun or easy about feeling that way. But that's when you have to make sure that you're pouring into your own self-care. It becomes even more vital. Reading an inspiring book or going for a long walk can be the best remedy to combat this stress, worry, and anxiety. Listening to an educational podcast or having lunch with a friend over Skype or Zoom can be the antidote for feeling anxious and worried. We must work together to lift each other up and unconditionally offer support, love, and compassion. But in order to do that for others, we have to do that with ourselves first.
This a pandemic. But we don't listen to the news because they lied to us for years. So how we know that this the truth? And most of us are young enough to think that we're immune. So we just pass it on to people who won't survive it like you. It's either worse than they're telling us or it's nothing at all. But the school shut down, a ghost town in the mall. They gon' quarantine the city, block the road out of Dodge. Then tell us leaving our homes is actually breaking the law. This is just the beginning, you know it's gotta get worse. If the doctors get sick, the hospitals won't work. The conspiracy theories all sound like facts, that's for sure. But the fact is we're trapped on this planet called Earth. And the bleach gone, the bread gone, the water sold out. The meat gone, the milk gone, the pasta sold out. Don't leave anything for anyone, you hoard it for yourself. You'd rather tell them go to hell than be a man and go in hell.
In times like this, you must have a system to overcome adversity. Here's a three-step process I follow anytime I'm faced with a major challenge, adversity, or difficult situation, not just for the current coronavirus. One, give yourself permission to temporarily feel scared, disappointed, worried, irritable, or anxious. There's nothing wrong with these feelings. They're normal. They're natural. Sit with your emotions. Feel them. Don't try to suppress them. Two, as your anxiety escalates and things feel overwhelming, take a moment to refocus your lens and regain poise and composure. Become a spectator to your own emotions and reframe your mindset. Be present. Do your best not to overreact. Three, once you feel calm and centered, determine what is the best response to this specific situation. Looking through a purely objective lens, what is your best option? What behavior will move you forward? What actions will improve your circumstances? What mindset will get you through this? Acknowledge that you don't control what is going on, but you do control your response. Hold yourself fully accountable for your response. And when things seem really bleak, like they do now, there are two things that I know for certain. One, every adversity will reveal opportunities. They may not be obvious at first. You may have to look closely, but trust me, they're there. Two, when adversity strikes, coupling that with a bad response, a bad attitude, a bad mindset, bad habits, will only make things exponentially worse. In times like this, mental toughness is vital. But the true definition of mental toughness is often unclear and misunderstood. Mental toughness is the ability to focus on the most important thing, regardless of the current circumstance, environment, or situation. It's the ability to reframe your perspective and focus solely on what is right in front of you at the moment. Win, W-I-N, what's important now. It's the ability to be fully present, not distracted by the past and not worried about the future. It's the ability to block out distractions, eliminate unnecessary noise, and control the controllables. Mental toughness is a skill, thus it can be improved with purposeful practice. And I can't think of a better or more needed time to practice than right now during this global crisis. In times like this, it's crucial that you have an inner circle that you trust and respect, and equally important, that you know cares about you and wants to see you safe, happy, and well. In times like this, you need a support system. You need people that you can vent, laugh, cry, and share with. You need people that can keep you sane during this massive life disruption. You need people to hold you accountable, even when things are crazy. While in this specific situation of the coronavirus, it's wise to create social and physical isolation to reduce the spread of the virus, you don't need to create emotional isolation. In fact, that's the last thing you want to do. In times like this, when you can't physically see someone else, you need love, support, and community more than ever. We all do. If you're anxious, worried, and overwhelmed, please reach out for help. And if you aren't, please reach out to offer help. In times like this, we need to band together emotionally and increase love, empathy, and compassion for one another.
Hoping for the best, but we're preparing for the worst. There's one thing we're not scared of, it's hard work. We're up against an enemy that doesn't have a face. There's no bombs we can drop, there's nowhere we can aim. There's no soldiers to stop with a tank at the gates. There's no cure that we've got or a pill we can take. There's no food, it's been bought. The truth is we're afraid. We sit inside our rooms and we pray.
In times like this, it's crucial that you remain calm, centered, and poised. That you find inner peace amidst all the chaos. You can't stop the chaos, but you can be the calm in the eye of the storm. This is much, much easier said than done. But the harder it is to be calm, the more important calmness becomes. And once you've found a sense of calm, peace, and stillness, try to be a source of that for others. Be a shoulder to lean on. Listen actively without judgment. Help others find that same level of poise. The more frantic things get, and the more people's lives become disrupted, the more common it will be to see people behaving in less than civil ways. We will see a societal increase in frustration, irritability, and selfishness. Don't succumb. Don't judge. And most certainly don't retaliate. Fight the panic, anger, anxiety, and frustration with even more calmness. In times like this, your daily routine becomes the foundation of your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. This current crisis has upended everyone's daily routine, and this uncontrollable disruption can have massive consequences if you don't take control back. Now is the time to stay steadfast in your previous routine, if it was working well, obviously. Make necessary tweaks to your previous routine, if it was just working okay. Or start from scratch, hit reset, and design an entirely new routine. You know, if your previous one sucked. With the mandatory social distancing and self-containment in effect, most people's major discomfort now comes from having too much free time. I mean, how crazy is that? 2 months ago, everyone complained that there wasn't enough time, and now I've actually heard people complaining that they're bored because they have too much free time. Embrace this new freedom and make the most of it. Maximize this time by investing in your personal development and connections with loved ones. Now is the ideal time to create new improved habits that will stick with you long after this mess clears up. I mean, how cool is that? You've been gifted 6 to 8 to who knows how many weeks to create a runway and a springboard for the rest of your life. I know that excites me. I recommend you do at least one thing per day for your mental, physical, and emotional health. For your mental health, you can read a book, write, watch a documentary, listen to a podcast or an audiobook, take an online course or class, Google Masterclass for an idea. On the physical side, you can take a walk outside, follow an at-home workout, Google fitnessblender.com, and you can certainly try and eat healthy food. And from an emotional standpoint, call a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while. Follow a guided meditation like the Headspace app, or simply take some quiet time to journal. I recommend you do these things in the morning if possible to level up your mindset for the rest of the day. I also recommend you start small and build up. Try things in 5 to 10 to 15 minute increments first, and then gradually increase. Now that you have more flexibility in your schedule, design your day with intention. Design your life with purpose. What you do now, mentally, physically, and emotionally, will determine who you will be when things go back to normal. So as always, please choose wisely. In the meantime, don't forget to check out allensteinjr.com/free or email me at allen@allensteinjr.com if you'd like to order a team set of signed books at a 42% discount, or hit me up at @allensteinjr on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn if I can help you in any way during this global crisis. Special thanks to Chris Webby and Tom McDonald for laying down those dope tracks. I hope all of this has helped you raise your game.